to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Good morning, Brains. You guys are up early. You must have seen my posting. We have a phenomenal guest, and she is going to talk to us about something that we've never had this conversation before, so I'm really excited. We're going to talk about the ego. You know, the term ego, more often than not, is presented as a negative and a character flaw in people's personality. It can also be perceived as being cocky, combative, borderline aggressive. But Brigitte Granson, the founder of the Life Spider System or Life Spider Academy, has dedicated her life to the study of ego. She travels here to the edge with her groundbreaking research on the subject to enlighten and educate our brains and help us move in a different direction. Our guest helps us to better understand by exploring the ego in its totality. Learn how to develop it properly, nurture it, and feed it what it needs so that we can thrive. She will share with us her many years of research on the subject and will provide us some power-packed, thought-altering, mind-programming strategies, tools, and information that she has delivered. She's going to have us headed in the right direction, Brains. Now, the definition for ego is a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. It's the part of the mind that mediates between the conscious and the unconscious and is responsible for reality testing and a sense of personal identity. Wow, for a three-letter word, it's got a lot of impact. So, Brain, scoot over and make room for our guest all the way from Stockholm, Sweden, Brigitte Granson. How are you, Brigitte?
Fighting.
Did I miss
and
you? I didn't have your mic on. Shame for shame. So now, how are you, Brigitte? Welcome to On the Edge.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, April, and I'm doing just well, and it's so excited to be here, and I do love your presentation about the ego.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I had to definitely get up on it because it's something that I'm very interested in. I am a person mm-hmm. with a very strong personality, but also I know and I have learned how to balance that. But when I got in contact mm-hmm. with you, I just really got enthralled and wanted to get more information about managing the ego and learning about it, again, as I said, in its totality, because there's more mm-hmm. elements than just, yeah. you know, what people have perceived. So can you yeah. tell me a little bit about you personally?
Oh, yeah, if I should start from the beginning, I mean, I grew up in a small county in back in Sweden where the culture is about to don't believe you are something, everybody else is better, stop dreaming, work hard, don't believe in yourself, kind of. So that's where I'm coming
wow.
from. And so I actually had my first thoughts about the two questions I've been carrying around my whole life has been, and actually it's coming from the outcome of Life Spider System, is why is people behaving like they do, and what is
right.
the purpose of my life?
Right. So where's your formal training? Is your formal training in psychology?
Actually, no. Of course, I've been studying psychology, but not in the on the university. So I'm actually I studied law, but decided when I had one class left, this is not for me. So I'm doing something else. I actually had a question: do I want to spend my summer studying, or do I want to have fun? And I choose fun, and that's kind of what I've been doing my whole life. And my work has been something that I, the most fun thing I can do.
What brought ego to the forefront? I mean, you know, you talk about how people have to assess what they're doing and why they're doing it. But why this specific portion of the psyche? What drew your attention to that?
Can you explain your question again?
Basically, why did you decide to study the ego? Some people, you know, study pain. Some people study, you know, processes. But you decide to focus on the ego. And that's it's a lot of deep work.
Yeah, and actually it's more a discovery. It's not that it was my choice to study the ego, but it was my discovery that all the problems in a person and in the world is coming from the ego and the wrong perception we have about the ego. And the people's behavior is coming from a non-expressed ego. So that's more a discovery. After several years, I realized, okay, here I am onto something.
Wow, that's pretty. Tell me a little bit about the work that you did before we move forward in Sweden with this. I know that you are in high demand there, and so we want to be able to share that with our American audience. Mm-hmm. But tell me about a little bit of the work that you've done there in Sweden.
Okay, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, so I've have lots of businesses. When I was 30, I had run a call center with over 300 employees. I had a publishing company, and in all my businesses, I've been training people in communication, service, leadership, communication, and personal development. And so I've been lots. My former life was in the corporations, and after that, I also started the first ICF accredited coach training back in Sweden. So I'm kind of a pioneer when it comes to the coaching. So lots of the coaching schools back in Sweden is coming from the school I was founded together with a colleague. Yeah.
Your business model here is more of a trainer that trains coaches, and then these coaches go out and they facilitate and they work with the actual end user, the actual client. Do you find that that's the most effective way to get your message out, or do you layer it as well as work, you know, doing coaching sessions and having private sessions, group sessions? Do you do all of those type of things?
No, I used to do, so I have thousands of coaching hours for myself. But right now, to really spread the word and spread the lives by the system, I need to do it through other professional coaches. So that's why I have the Lives by the System. It's a license system right now.
Okay. And how did you come up with the name, Life Spider System? What does that mean?
That's a good question, because actually nothing when I've been created a Life Spider System has been in my plan. I kind of have done discovery. I have been following signs, and that's why I've been traveling a lot just to pick up some information. So actually the Life Spider occur when one of my first traveling to San Diego, and I was sitting in my couch, and I was just had a flow of thoughts and tried to figure it out, what all the answers. And I looked down to on my paper, and it looked like the spider. So then I actually start to study the animal spider, and then it became the Life Spider System. So it was never in my plan. It's nothing that I've been figured out or invented. It's something that has shown.
Isn't that wonderful, just how, you know, when it just leaps up off the page? I love that. But you have to be in that mind space, and you have to be in that place to be able to receive it and know that this is a sign and that I need to move forward with it. So that's big. That's big. We want to jump into your training, your philosophy. I've got some bullet points, and I tell you, we could talk about this forever, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people walk around with a bruised ego. How do we put a Band-Aid on that? And you know, how do we look at it? How do we separate ourselves from our ego, you know, have it on the outside, be able to deal with it and work with it? You have some suggestions?
Okay. At first, I would say that we should never, ever separate the ego from yourself. I think that's the biggest mistake or misunderstanding that we should be separated. Instead, we should include the ego. We should invite it. We should look at it. We should embrace it, because the ego is one part of you that's so important, because we are human beings on this planet and the ego is really needed. So when you realize what your ego are, what kind of part it is, what it actually is doing for you, and then you can embrace it and express it. So when you include your ego in your life, then you will have peace in yourself. And in the long run, that's the only way that we can get peace on earth. Because
right.
you have to get rid of the conflict that you are supposed to separate you from the ego. It's right now, we have got to a point that that's our biggest issue.
Right. So now when you talk about, you know, embracing it, there are more levels in the ego than just, again, what is normally perceived as something negative. Can you tell me other parts of the ego that we can identify with?
At first I would say you have six main parts, or six different kind of ego, or most people maybe would say it's kind of a personal characteristics.
Right.
But there is six different dominate ego parts. And how to explain it? It's the ego part is, the most of the time you feel kind of embarrassed to admit that you, just as a simple example that you maybe like to have power, you like to be famous, you maybe want to be know best, be first, you know, all this, but
right.
you are ashamed about it. So instead of say and express, oh, I like to have power, I mean, I feel powerful, I feel confident, I like to be it, and then when you try to suppress it, the negative behavior occurs, because the ego is always trying to survive and take place in your life.
Wow.
And,
That's intriguing. It says here, I got some information from a wonderful blog post from the Life Spider System. It says, in a bigger perspective, your ego is the driving force behind the foundation of the evolution. If you want to fulfill your life's purpose, you do need your ego. For example, dominance is a driving force of people, often condemned or denied. But it is a common ego characteristic among leaders, a characteristic that gives them the motivation and personal power they need to be leaders. And that is so powerful, because you look at leaders, be it world leaders or, you know, groups, organizations, corporations. Again, they have to have a certain drive. They have to have a certain sense of self-worth, a hard charge inside of them to thrust forward and lead these organizations, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And if a leader is trying to say, oh, I want that everyone in my organization will be a part of the decisions, and just because they are trying to hide their eagerness to be to have the power, I mean, turns out absolutely wrong. I mean, you send a wrong message. Instead of, if you are standing up and say, I love to be in the power, I love to lead people, then you get the self-confidence, and the people that in the organization also trust you more, because the people in an organization do want to have a leader with power.
Right.
And if you try to hide that, I mean, you get weak, your decision-making gets slower, I mean, and you get in problems, you get frustrated, and you get mad on your team members, and all those negative behavions occur. Yeah.
There's an old wise saying that if you are not the lead dog, the view will never change. So you will always be behind. But again, people want a leader that has confidence. And, you know, you look at, again, a lot of leaders in the world, right now that are not making the wisest choices, but again, that is because they don't find value in others. But what I do like about leaders such as maybe Muhammad Ali, who was one of my idols, he mm-hmm. ingrained in you that he was the greatest of all times. He made
yeah.
you believe that.
Yeah.
And again, he believed it in himself, so he put his ego to work. Now, it says
yeah.
that your ego is always trying to be satisfied. How do you feed the
oh, yeah.
beast?
Yeah. You, I mean, how do you feed the beast? And you start to say, okay, you are not a beast, my dear ego. It's kind of, you can't... kind of can see your ego as a little thing that has been put down in the basement and are so scared to get up because when it shows up, it's someone who has hit them and put them back in the basement. So the
right.
first you have to say, you are okay, you are not a beast. You are wonderful and you are beautiful. And maybe the most important is that when we are talking about soul missions and you have your life purpose and the soul actually need the ego, because the soul, when you are going to fulfill one of your life purposes, the soul doesn't know anything about the logistic, the money, the structure, the strategies.
Wow.
So it actually needs the ego to accomplish all the life projects or that needs to be done. So when I'm talking about that, you have a 6 different part of your egos, every ego part are teaming up with one of your missions or soul purposes.
Wow.
And they are working together because the ego needs the soul to be more soft, know what they are going to do. They need to have a higher purpose. The ego needs to have a direction. The ego needs to have some kind of a task to be occupied.
Right. Wow. This is great. This is great stuff, Brains. If you have missed the top of the segment, please go back and rewind because this is a power-packed interview that we are having with Birgitta Gransom from Stockholm, Sweden, and she's talking to us about ego and how to put it in the proper context. Again, as you were saying, you know, I'm hearing that we have to, again, remove that negative self-talk. You
yeah.
know, we are our own worst enemy. It's with the I can't and I'm the victim and I'm sorry and
exactly.
I'm this, always
yeah.
apologizing
yeah.
instead of, again, getting right in the driver's seat, taking charge and knowing who we are.
Yeah.
I want to ask another question. It says your ego is surrounded by fear and a
yeah.
defense mechanism. Does your
yeah.
ego have to protect itself?
Yes, actually, and that's is also in the evolution now in the human's consciousness, and that is about to change. Our defense mechanism has been there to protect the ego just to survive. So the defense mechanism is to protect the ego because the culture is telling you that you are a better person if you are thinking about everybody else and not about yourself. So
okay.
and it's like when I said that the ego is in the basement and it's scared to get up and show itself because someone will tell them, don't do that, you are too much, you should not be the one who is make all the decisions all the time. And then a person who cannot express their ego, they are hiding themselves and try to be somebody else and design an identity that's not themselves, and that's when you start the inner conflict. So it's actually back to your question. I'm being carried away.
No, you're going. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm hanging on
yeah.
to your every word.
Yeah. So when we are able to go behind our defense mechanism, you will find the beautiful part of the ego. So the ego is still a really beautiful part that want to do the best. They want to be a part of your life. It want to be contribute to a better world as well.
All right. So it says, when you express your ego, you become a great leader. The more expressions you have for your personal qualities, the more powerful you become. And with
mm-hmm.
the more personal power, you can stop judging and strengthen your ego and it not be considered as negative or selfish. So, again, you've got to do that introspective work. You've got to go deep, but you don't have to be embarrassed by that and take, you know, take charge and become that leader. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely correct. And it's just that our culture is judging certain characteristics, like that you want power, you want to be beautiful, you want to be number one, and etc. And it's judge like it's something bad. You are a bad person.
Right.
You are not supposed to be like that. And that's why you are holding back, because you want to be a good person. So,
exactly.
So when you can see that, when now when you are talking about leader, that's actually to have power, to be a one who is demanding or dominant, that you can do your work much better, and you can see that's actually something good, and you can start to feel good about yourself, because you don't have to be ashamed that I love power, but you you have the possibility to put yourself in the right place. And so you don't have to, if you have an ego that likes power, you don't have to show power all over the place. If the ego knows, okay, I have power in my organization, when I have my board meeting, I will step into my full power. So there you, the ego has a home. It has a place where it's allowed to be expressed and be loved. Because it's like so then you can come home and play with your kids and your wife, and you don't have to be in a power position at home.
Right. You know how to position it. You know how to be strategic with it. You honor it. You value it, and you put it in its proper context. This is huge, brains, huge. So when a strong ego, you know, it eliminates frustration, confusion, and compromise, again, because you've put it in its proper context, correct?
Exactly, yeah. And it's all those, what you mentioned now, that's the negative behavior that creates conflicts and negative emotions.
Right. So don't be confused. You just have to be clear, and you have to put it in the right perspective. Without your ego, your self-esteem drops. Do you agree?
Definitely, because if you are not allowed to be the one, you actually feel, I mean, you walk around with your ego and you feel that there is something in yourself that you want to express, but you don't know what it is, or if you know what it is, you are not allowed to do it. And when you can't express and use your characteristics that actually are your strength, your self-esteem drops.
Okay.
But if you can step into your full power and use all the parts that your ego, full part of your ego, I mean, people start believing you, you get what you want, nothing can stop you, nothing can stop you. And people will love you because you are authentic.
Yes, right, and that's what people are looking for these days. Authenticity, and that's different, you know, that's different for everyone. Everyone's not going to show up in the world the same way or in the same place at the same time. When an ego is expanded, you allocate your resources. Do you agree with that?
Definitely, it's absolutely correct. Because when you know who you are and you allow your ego to act from its authenticity, you are making the right decisions. You make the right choices. I mean, you know what to do and you know what to say no to. So if you have, go back to this power part of your ego, and if you know that people in certain circumstances doesn't like you, do not like you, you don't have to go there. You can get rid of people.
Which is like, you don't have to go there. I love that.
No, you don't have to go there. And your focus is stronger on what's important for you and what you are meant to do.
Right. So you're not distracted. And so many people are distracted nowadays. They're really not staying focused. So can you tell me a little bit, you know, I know that you have a great love for animals. You have a beautiful horse that you call a unicorn. She's beautiful. She's white. Is it a male or female?
That's a male. So, and I actually have three horses, but that's
one
of them is a unicorn horse. Yeah.
Now, you know, horses are very powerful animals, and they have very strong egos. Are you able to connect with your animals kind of telepathically because of your experience and your understanding? Do you find that there's a way that you communicate in unspoken terms using your ego and understanding their ego as well?
Yeah, absolutely, and I would like to expand it because when you are in tune with and accept all your, both your egos and your intentions, your soul missions, and you are authentic, your kind of your energies are pure, and animals are energy species, so they feel the energy, and when they feel there is an authenticity, they are more, what you can say, open-minded, they hear you.
Right.
And they appreciate when you hear them. And you can see, you notice, because animals speak lots from their energy and body language.
Right.
And,
right,
when you are really present, which you can be when you don't have all this conflict in your body, you have a deeper connection with the animals. It's more, you are communicate, but they don't speak either Swedish or English.
They speak the language of love. I know, I'm an animal lover as well.
Yeah,
they do.
They do.
And so, again, you're dealing with now the human animal, the human species.
Yes, exactly.
Can you give us some tools or some takeaways that when we're having this conflict with ourselves, when our ego rises up to greet us, how do we show up in the world? How do we meet it? How do we acknowledge it in a positive way?
Yeah, in a positive way. I would say everybody who is listening that you should go to yourself and see what kind of part of yourself are you maybe ashamed of? What are you holding back? What are other people criticize you for? And look at those. Maybe you have said you are too much. You are always the one who is wanted to make the decision. Everything should be in your way. If you start to list down all those things, and then you sit for a while and think, okay, if those complaints I get from the people around me, what is the good part? What is the positive things about those characteristics, and see, turn it around and see, okay, this is the good part, and be sure that what other people is complaining about you is something where you can find your strength.
Wow. That is self-validation. That is deep. That is some deep work. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Brigitta, is there anything else that you'd like to share with my brains? Definitely how to get in contact with you, how to get on board with you or one of your coaches for the Life Spider Academy, and what's going on. Please, please, because I know that I'm going to have brains reaching out to you all over the world to get more in-depth information.
I love those. And I love that you call it brain, because I say the Life Spider system is actually designed for free spirits and brilliant brains.
That's
so
right.
Perfect for those brilliant brains out there. And I think the first step is actually for just this occasion. I have put together a little ebook that you can go to the livespideracademy.com and download and sit a little bit and read and think about the ego part. And if you feel that, okay, this is really interesting, I don't know, because the Life Spider system is coming from a feeling. You maybe don't know really what it is, but you feel it's something for you. Either you're just you respond, you send me an email, or you reach out, because if this is something for you, you will feel it, and you will find me, and I can send them in the right direction. What's next? Because the Life Spider system has so many different parts, and it never ends. And we have a really strong community that we call Life Spider Galaxy. And so there is steps for everyone, no matter where they are in life. I mean, really, really experienced in the personal development or professional, or those who never, maybe ever have been working with themselves. So there is an on-ramp for everyone. So my recommendation is go and download the ebook.
Well, brains, please, please do not miss an opportunity to learn, to grow, to be a part of this community. I mean, we're talking some next-level communication. And it's not rocket science. It's basic. You need to connect with oneself. You need to identify. This is a part of knowing who you are. People say, oh, I know who I am. They look in the mirror, and they don't even recognize themselves.
No.
So what I want you to do is I want you to open your big brain to the capacity to, you know, to want this information, to look at your ego. Again, we don't have to separate it, as Brigitte said. It is a part of who we are, but embrace it, know how to manage it, know how to feed it, know how to love it, how to grow on it, and how to share it with others. I think this has just been such a valuable show. It's going to be one of my favorite shows, absolutely, because, again, like I said, I'm a hard charger, and I know, and I've embraced my ego, and I've had to put the Band-Aid on the ego as well.
Maybe something, or we're going to expand it.
Exactly, because your feelings are going to get hurt, but again, it's identifying, owning it, walking in your truth, and being authentic. Brigitte, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you. Please come back to the edge. Keep us abreast as to what is going on with you and the Life Spider Academy. If there's anything, you know, that we can ever do for you as far as provide an audience, continue the conversation, more than willing to have you back. I absolutely adore you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me be here. That's so great.
All right, Brain. So, no, like I said, I always bring you the best and the brightest on the planet. Why? Because I adore you and your big brain and you're not small-minded. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I've got everything for you, everything that you're going to need to feed and support your ego. Know that I'm here for you, okay? Again, thanks again, Brigitte Granstrom. We look forward to hearing from you again.
You will. Thank you, everybody out there. See you.
All right. Bye, brains. Have a good day.